Chapter 8. Carnival. What unfolds here could be called an affective ground, a shared field of sensing and contagion that holds bodies together. The Russian literary theorist Mikhail Bakhtin, writing in the mid-20th century, described carnival as a folk culture that turned the world upside down. He wrote that the laughter of carnival is never simply mockery. It is ambivalent, both joyful and destructive, because the one who laughs also belongs to what is being laughed at. Carnival laughter, he said, speaks from the point of view of the whole world. In a medieval street, this could mean a butcher dancing with a priest or a beggar crowned as a king for a day. Moments when hierarchy lost its grip and the body took over. Notice your own gestures now and how they change within the place. Carnival is not an aesthetic regime, but a topology of movement. Upward toward heaven, downward into the bowels of the earth. This turning of the world draws what is high and abstract back into the muck, and in that swallowing and defecating, life rises again. What might look like degradation is a renewal. It is an attitude towards the concrete place, a rejoining in nearness, and this nearness is collective. Are you still here? Stand where you are for a moment. The geographer Tim Edensor, writing centuries later about the lived atmospheres of industrial ruins, recognizes something similar in these places. Ruins, he writes, also loosen the rules that bind behavior. They shelter gestures that have fallen out of step with official life. If carnival once filled public squares, its modern echoes often retreat into abandoned factories. Hidden refuges where release can occur, out of sight and out of reach of correction. Here, gestures that no longer fit regulated life find temporary shelter. Now go upstairs. It doesn't matter whether you take the stairs on the left or the right. Stop when you reach a large, empty hall with a pile of stacked logs.